It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure to be with you on this holiday weekend. My guest this week, Charlotte Jessup, is here, the president of Smedley Financial. Luz Luis Perez is here, the director of development and programs for the National Kidney Foundation for Utah and Idaho. And Michelle Arnold, professor of physics at Weber State University. And we were just talking about this playful moment that I got to have with Boyd Matheson, our host of Inside Sources here on KSL earlier this week. It was the day that the president pardoned those turkeys for Thanksgiving, like every president does every year before Thanksgiving. And he suggested, he said, why don't we all pardon someone we're holding, you know, resentment for? Why don't we let that go? And while we're at it, maybe someone will pardon us. And I broke before I got a chance to come to you, Luz. What are your thoughts on this?
I think forgiveness is actually a really huge topic. I've given a talk about forgiveness, and it always turns the room upside down because people harbor a lot of resentments for things that have turned them into victims that they didn't deserve, and they don't, I mean, really serious infractions. And so anyway, I think that forgiving people is really a tough topic, and this is totally anecdotal, but I have an uncle who's a chiropractor who does a kind of a process with people where it actually leads them through a sort of a meditative state where they can get to a person who has either offended or hurt them and kind of think it through and forgive that person. And he does it as a chiropractic practice because according to him, whether you believe this or not, is that letting go of that resentment, letting go and trying to give somebody forgiveness. It doesn't mean that you let them back into your life. You can have all of your boundaries, but if you can forgive them, that it can actually release you from physical pain, headaches, and body aches, and all kinds of, you know, low-level depression, which I think is interesting, but I do think it has something to do with both our mental and our physical health when we do kind of learn how to forgive people. So I think it's a great idea. Pardon the turkey and find it in your heart to forgive someone who has really done something to hurt you while still protecting your own heart.
I know that what you just said is true, Luz. I just know it. In my own life, when I've harbored resentments about things in the past, I know that it's caused me physical pain, you know, pain in my head or as you say, that illnesses, and that being able to let go of that is such a gift to myself because I feel free then. My mind isn't cluttered with all this anger and blame, and I can just be free to love my family and the people around me. It's a beautiful point. Let me change topics with your permission, and I want to talk about politics, but just for a little bit. We don't have to stay there a long time, but I wanted to ask you because I thought this particular comment was interesting. I was always a fan of Speaker of the House Paul Ryan when he was Mitt Romney's running mate and when he was Speaker of the House. And when I saw him say this, I thought, I wonder what the ladies think about this. This week, he was quoted as saying that he calls himself a never again Trumper. Remember, there were never Trumpers back before the president was elected, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He calls himself a never again Trumper because he's hoping the Republican Party pulls away from Donald Trump, doesn't think they'll win if they don't pull away from Donald Trump. But when you saw that, I wonder what your thoughts were. Luz, could I start with you?
Sure. You know, obviously people who were either never Trumpers or those who might be a little disenfranchised right now probably are pretty happy about what he says, but I don't know that he is correct. I mean, there are people so vehemently in love with not just what Donald Trump did, but who he is as a person. And so I think that's a dream that he has, that we could, as a Republican Party, perhaps move forward by disenfranchising ourselves from those who did support Trump. I would rather leave Trump completely out of the conversation, truthfully, and actually just focus on some of the people who are up and coming in the Republican Party. I'd love to believe that what Paul Ryan said was true, because I personally was somebody who didn't love Donald Trump. I really just think that the Republican Party needs to come up with some really strong candidates, and they should focus on some really up and comers. But I just don't know if it's true, because I was somebody who 2016 thought no way could Donald Trump win the presidency. So
yeah,
here we are.
I think you're wise not to ever, you know, write him off, because he certainly proved so many wrong at that time. Michelle, what do you make of this?
I'll just echo. I think that yeah, Paul Ryan, probably a number of Republicans are hoping that, you know, Donald Trump has had his time on the stage, and maybe it's time for others to step up and take those places. And so, yeah, I guess time will tell, right? We'll see how that works. If I think there's also a little bit of worry that if that is what happens and the Republican Party does decide to be never again Trump as a whole and votes for somebody else to be their candidate for 2024, whether or not Donald Trump will run as independent and pull off some of the votes that way. So it'll be an interesting election. I would also rather just not talk about Trump anymore. I'll echo that comment too. I'm kind of done with that. So.
All right. I get you. I hear that. I completely hear that. I'm moving on. Charlotte, any thoughts on that before I close it out?
No, I love the idea that they're talking about it though, and opening the door to consider other candidates and other potential Republicans who, you know, could do great things. I think sometimes that gets shut down because of the closed-mindedness around the current, you know, the current favorite. That I think it's time to open it up and see if there's some other options out there, and give the Republican Party the opportunity to think outside the box and think of more people.
Would you be interested in seeing a Mike Pence or a Ron DeSantis or someone else run?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Okay, let me take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about something that I've been interested in for years, ever since. I was trying to remember the history. Was it Ronald Reagan who cut back on the funding for mental health providers around the country? I know it was decades ago. Mm-hmm. And what happened as a result of that, as I recall, because I think I was in law school or a clerk at the time, that so many of the people who had been treated in mental hospitals were out on the street, and they were winding up in jail because they'd get in trouble. And sometimes there were drug addiction issues, but it was almost as if they left the mental hospital and they went right to the point of the mountain, because there was no ability, no treatment in the middle to help them. And I read this interesting opinion piece in the Deseret News this week, and the headline was something like, Utah doesn't have a plan to address severe mental illness, and it's going to cost us. I just wanted to get your take on that subject, and we'll do that when we come back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Don't go away.